a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
The week we are now joined by Hemi Hemingway from Buff Cat. Talk about the band's new debut single, Phantasmagoraphobia. How are we doing this morning, Hemi?
I am good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing very chill. Your room? Cool. Are you quite a minimalist with your decorations?
I would say so. Partially by choice, partially by lack of funds.
Ah, it'd be like that.
Yeah.
I had a flatmate who left relatively recently, and he had the biggest room in the house, but he was quite a minimalist. So it was like nothing going on but heaps of space. And I always used to joke that he was a serial killer.
Oh, nice. Okay. I mean, I do like minimalism. It just gives you more space to breathe and exist, you know?
For sure. Yeah. I'm quite like someone who likes a lot of stimulation. My room is just covered in posters and stuff. Anyway, enough about decor. My first question for you is, are you more of a buff dog or a buff cat person?
Oh, I love everything. Mm-hmm. All animals, great and small, buff or weedy, you know? I'm just into whichever. Obviously, the name Buff Cat would suggest that I'm into pretty hench cats, but... they definitely exist within my love of animals, but yeah.
If someone had a buff gun to your buff head, what would you buff choose?
Probably buff dog at the moment.
Buff dog. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry?
No, you go.
Oh, have you seen those photos of cats stung by bumblebees on their chin and they get allergic reactions?
Yes.
They look like the Chad Alpha meme. That's what I think of when I think of buff cat.
Yeah, well, that's great. It's lovely that we're conjuring up that sort of imagery in people's minds.
When you hear the word Buff Cat, what comes to your mind? It's obviously instead of the band.
There's a specific photo that I see of this really... Well, someone's photoshopped it to be this hench cat just, like, standing there, you know, like, sort of, rather than on all fours, like, you know...
On its hind legs.
On hind legs, real buff. So, yeah, I'm into it.
That's awesome. Shout out to Photoshop, man.
Hell yeah.
Now, the track is called Phantasmagoraphobia. Phantasms are ghosts / illusions, and agoraphobia is a fear of spaces that you might need to escape from, whether they're open or closed. Together, does the single mean a fear of ghosts that you have to escape from?
To me, it sort of means I haven't been diagnosed agoraphobic, but I definitely relate to a lot of the symptoms of agoraphobia. And to me, it sort of just means it's sort of getting into the sort of idea of the fear of places you can't escape from, but also those sort of places being in sort of in your mind, I guess, you know, sort of phantasm, not so much, but sort of like, yeah, just sort of that more fantastical kind of vibe of it. Obviously it's got the pH, but yeah, it's just sort of more of the escaping from the confines of your mind, I guess, which probably agoraphobia kind of is, you know.
Yeah, for sure. That's actually a very interesting thing you say. The image, the cover art for Phantasmagoraphobia, it reminds me of a David Firth image that he used. If you're familiar with David Firth, he was like the YouTube guy who did Salad Fingers and a few other things.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah.
For those who can't see, because this is radio and radio is infamously not a video-based thing, it's quite a black and white saturated... what do you call it? A shelter looking thing. It's very primitive shelter, and it's surrounded by this very light brown,
just almost sepia pinky kind of vibe.
Sepia type. I guess what kind of looks like a bit of a bank face, like a riverbank face. It's very, very intriguing photo. Definitely conjures the vibe of a space you need to escape.
Sure, yeah, well, I mean, we owe the cover art to our drummer, Josh. He was sort of the guy behind it. It's sort of like a really run-down old abandoned house in the Wellington suburb of Northland.
Oh, really? It's a real...
It's a real house. It's just gone up for sale as well, actually. Well, way too much. I mean, it's so run down.
$1 billion.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, classic.
Oh, that's so silly. Whereabouts is Northland in relation to, say... or the Wellington Greater Region. I don't know.
Do you know Kelburn, where like Vic Uni is?
Yep.
If you keep going past through Kelburn on your way to Karori, then Northland is sort of between.
Okay. Does it have much of an aura going for it? Like good op shops or anything?
Oh, no.
No?
Just a bit. It's pretty residential.
Oh, okay. A bit of a suburb.
I haven't been there in quite a while. Yeah.
True.
I should go check it out. I used to live there sort of about 11 years ago. I should go check it out again.
True. Where's your stomping ground in Wellington?
I live in Berhampore. Just, do you know Berhampore?
Nah.
It's sort of just past Newtown on the way to Island Bay. Oh, it's cool. They call it a corridor suburb. Like, you blink and you miss it, but it's really great.
Awesome. Any friend of Newtown's a friend of mine, man. I
love Newtown.
Good spot.
Yeah.
All right, back to the song. Phantasmagoraphobia takes the kind of indie 80s synthy pop vibes from your 2023 album Strangers Again, and it blends it with a lot of transatlantic angry jank and sprinkles in just a little bit of Queens of the Stone Age. Have you been wanting to make some gnarly disordered rock like this for quite a while?
Well, interesting you bring that up, because this is the kind of music I lived in London for about 9 years until a couple of years ago. And this is the kind of music that I used to want to make over there. You know, I was playing in bands, and we sort of garage punk, sort of one of the bands I played in sort of played something like something similar to this kind of style. This is sort of just a development of that. And so since being back in New Zealand, and especially post COVID, I've been just wanting to get a band going here, because, you know, I just think, like, I don't see many bands around that, you know, play this sort of similar style, that sort of post-punk kind of, you know, kind of trashy kind of stuff.
Especially in Wellington. It can get very experimental up there, but there's nothing quite necessarily post-punk. Down here in Aotearoa, there's a few of those outfits.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, it feels... Wellington's quite funk. Funk based,
it is.
Which, you know, time based for sure. I do like it, but yeah, just wanted something a bit edgy,
a little bit edgy. Yeah, hell yeah.
Just sound like a dick. Yeah.
Okay. You like Joe Rogan? Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Oh god.
In the press release for the track, it mentions how Iggy Pop was one of the many artists who influenced the sound here. When I was listening to this, I was really, and I read the Iggy Pop thing, I was like, was Nightclubbing by Iggy a direct inspo? Because I feel like there's quite a lot of connection there.
Well, literally that electronic drum beat that comes in, right, the is so similar to Nightclubbing. Definitely an inspiration, and just his energy, you know, like I still love Raw Power, that whole album, and you know, it definitely was a huge influence. If I tell you the direct influences, you'll probably go and be like, oh, he pretty much copied these songs. I'm pretty forthcoming with my influences. I'll make a playlist so people can see.
I respect when artists do that. It makes it easier for the media to interview people. The release for the song also reads that there's maybe more to come, maybe there's not. Buffcat don't have a release schedule as such, but they do have rent to pay and shit to do. Is there any indication as to when people can expect more from Buffcat?
It's just more about when we get around to finishing. We've recorded 5 songs, and so we've released this one, and we want to, you know, sort of make an EP. And so, you know, a couple of other ones are almost finished, and so I'm about to be quite busy with Hemingway, but I'm also really prioritizing finishing Buffcat, because it's been a long time to get it off the ground, and I just want to sort of, you know, hit the ground running, you know, just kind of grab onto some sort of momentum and see where it goes.
Cool, man. Cool. I have a lot of dreams where I hit the ground running.
Oh, nice. So long story short, hopefully soon.
Cool. That'd be good to hear. You mentioned that you're busy with other Hemingway stuff. Is this due to you being one of the artists at this year's Going Global Showcase in Tamaki Makaurau?
That has something to do with it, yes.
How you feeling? Yes.
Good, really good. I'm really stoked to have been invited. And, you know, there's definitely been periods in the last couple of years where, you know, you sort of feel a bit down, or a bit, you know, you start to question whether anyone cares about what you're doing or anything like that. So it's nice to sort of feel some sort of validation, I guess,
from the kind of from the industry, so to speak,
from the elite,
the coastal elites.
You got any
acts that you're going to be craving to see up there?
Oh yeah, most of them, I'd say. Dick Move are always fun. Ebony Lamb is great. Holly Aerosmith, Ben Woods,
Soft bait as well, playing would be awesome.
Oh yeah, I've never seen soft bait, but I am really keen to see them. I heard great things. I helped to organise Newtown Festival, and I'm pretty sure they played, now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, wait. No, but I'm pretty sure they played on the Wilson Street stage there this year.
Oh, sick.
And I heard great things. So
yeah, I imagine that. I've never seen them live either, but I bet they do bring great energy. They seem like a band that would bring a lot of great energy.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Alrighty, I think that just about wraps up our corridor here. Lastly, I want to ask you, is there any show plans for either Hemi Hemingway or Buff Cat in the immediate future? And any Orti Porti shows you're planning?
Unfortunately, no Orti Porti shows. I, for those who can't see, which is everyone because it's radio, Zach is either devastated or celebrating. I couldn't quite tell. Yes. Oh, it's devastated. Yeah. I'm celebrating.
I'm celebrating.
So Buff Cat has our debut show this Friday in Wellington, actually, in Pornicke.
Cool.
It's San Fran. Mm-hmm. So that'll be really cool.
Good vibe.
Yeah. And then Hemi Hemingway, I have a week tour booked, so that's starting next weekend in Whanganui, and the weekend after going global, and in Tamaki, a couple of weekends after that, I'm going to Littleton, and then a couple of weeks after that, back to Tamaki, and then Wellington in October.
Wow, got quite a lot planned.
Yeah.
Big old roster.
Big old roster.
Yeah, well, you need plenty
of... But, you know, it's good.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. Be real cool. Very, very happy.
After a slow couple of months, you know, I put things into place to sort of have things to look forward to, and then all these other things came in, and so it's just, now it's hectic, but such is life.
It's better to be busy than not, I guess, is the fundamental question of it all.
Exactly.
Thank you very much for coming on and enjoying this silly goofy vibe.
Thank you for having me, Zach. I always bring a silly goofy vibe, so it's nice to match, to find someone else who matches that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Find someone who matches your freak. That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, take care, Hemi. I'll see you on the flip side, man.
All right, see you, Zach.
See ya. All right, that was Hemi Hemingway talking about his band Buff Cat's new track, Phantasmagoraphobia, which you can find all over the internet, and in particular on Spotify. It's 10:43 here on the Radio 1 Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi Breakfast Program, brought to you by the lovely people at Aju. It's currently 10:43, so it's about time we get into a song, and then we do In the Loop with Jemima Lorimer from R1 News, talk about some new stuff. So without further ado, here is Buff Cat. I'll see y'all soon.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.